Okay, we are in the book of Revelation, chapter 10. Let's start from the verse 1.
And I saw another mighty angel come down from heaven, clothed with a cloud, and a rainbow was upon his head. And his face was as it were the sun, and his feet as pillars of fire. And he had in his hand a little book open, and he set his right foot upon the sea, and his left foot on the earth, and cried with a loud voice, as when a lion roareth. And when he had cried, seven thunders uttered their voices. And when the seven thunders had uttered their voices, I was about to write. And I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, seal up those things which the seven thunders uttered, and write them not.
Now when you listen to this or read this chapter and description about this angel, sounds like this is Jesus Christ, because the explanation about this angel sound like this is Jesus. And many scholars and many other people I heard, they are saying this is Jesus Christ, and they are saying Jesus Christ is taking the form of an angel. And because in the Old Testament Jesus took a form of angel, and we have a proof that Jesus said Abraham saw my day and he was glad, or he was joyful, or he was happy. And that's why some people are thinking this is an angel, but this is not a real angel, this is Jesus Christ. But I disagree. I will show you why I'm disagree. From the description, people will not be agreeing with me. This sounds like Jesus, and why Pastor Peter is saying this is not Jesus, this is an angel. But I'll prove it to you. Other people, when I start reading their commentary, they said this is not a Jesus, this is an angel. But they did not prove it to me why they are calling angel. But I'm going to tell you why this is angel and not Jesus Christ. When we see in this book of Revelation, there are so many different kinds of angels we see. If you remember, chapter 9, we saw one angel near the altar. And that time also, I told you, some people said that is Jesus. But that time also, I prove it to you, that was not a Jesus, that is an angel. Why they calling him Jesus? Because he's clothed with a cloud, there is a rainbow on his head, his face looks like a sun, and he's roaring like a lion, his feet like a pillar of fire. And all this description, when you read, it sound like Jesus. But we will see in the Word of God, there are so many different kinds of angels. We will read that, and then I'll try to explain to you. Okay, let's go to the Revelation chapter 5, verse 2.
And I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, who is worthy to open the book and to loose the seals thereof?
Now see, here is saying a strong angel. Okay, Revelation chapter 7, verse 2.
And I saw another angel ascending from the east, having the seal of the living God. And he cried with a loud voice to the four angels, to whom it was given to hurt the earth and the sea.
See, here they say, I saw another angel. So, different angels are doing different things. Revelation chapter 8, verse 3.
And another angel came and stood at the altar, having a golden censer. And there was given unto him much incense, that he should offer it with the prayers of all saints upon the golden altar which was before the throne.
Okay, we heard about this angel before, and we already explained in the chapter 8. Now, chapter 9, verse 2.
Okay. And he opened the bottomless pit, and there arose a smoke out of the pit, as the smoke of a great furnace. And the sun and the air were darkened by reason of the smoke of the pit.
Now, last week we learned who this angel was, and many people are confused about this angel. But we learned last week, and this was a fallen angel. And when they say, how can the fallen angel will get the key in his hand? But God allows this Satan or the devil to do his last stuff. And so he allowed him to get the key and open the bottomless pit. But we learned last week there was no bottomless pit. This was just the language they used. And we learned last week very in detail who this angel was and things like that. But even though this angel was opening bottomless pit and he had the key, we will be learning later on in a chapter, Revelation chapter 20, that key is back in the angel's hand. Okay, Revelation chapter 10, verse 1, we already read. So let's read Revelation chapter 11, verse 1.
And there was given me a reed like unto a rod, and the angel stood, saying, Rise and measure the temple of God, and the altar, and them that worship therein.
Read up to 3.
But the court which is without the temple leave out, and measure it not, for it is given unto the Gentiles. And the holy city shall they tread under foot 42 months. And I will give power unto my two witnesses, and they shall prophesy 1,260 days, clothed in sackcloth.
Okay, now see, in the 11th chapter, the angel says, I will give power to my two angels. That's why they took that word and they said, okay, angel has no power to give these two witnesses, so that has to be Jesus. Because chapter 10 angel and chapter 11 angel is the same. Because in those days they didn't have chapters and they didn't have the words numbers. So we will come to that. Okay, when we come to the chapter 11. Revelation chapter 14, verse 14 and 15.
And I looked, and behold, a white cloud, and upon the cloud one sat like unto the Son of Man, having on his head a golden crown, and in his hand a sharp sickle. And another angel came out of the temple, crying with a loud voice to him that sat on the cloud, Thrust in thy sickle and reap, for the time is come for thee to reap, for the harvest of the earth is ripe.
Now see, in this angel also, we will be learning in the chapter 14, but here also it looks like this is Jesus Christ. But still, I will prove it to you, this is not Jesus, this is an angel. Let's read Revelation chapter 18, verse 1.
And after these things I saw another angel come down from heaven, having great power, and the earth was lightened with his glory.
That also looks like Jesus, but that is not Jesus. Revelation chapter 19, verse 17.
And I saw an angel standing in the sun, and he cried with a loud voice, saying to all the fowls that fly in the midst of heaven, Come and gather yourselves together unto the supper of the great God.
Now see, this angel is standing in the sun. So one after another, they look great. They look sometimes Son of God or God himself. Somebody will say the angel cannot stand in the sun, so it has to be God or things like that. But that also is not God, is not Jesus. Okay, Revelation chapter 20, verse 1.
And I saw an angel come down from heaven, having the key of the bottomless pit and a great chain in his hand.
And now see, the Revelation 9, there was an angel, and the key was given to him to open the bottomless pit. But that sounded like he gave it to Satan. But now we see in the chapter 20, that key is right in the hand of the angel. Now this angel is very great. He has power to bind the Satan and put him in a bottomless pit for 1,000 years. But from his description, didn't say great angel, the mighty angel, the strong angel, or the angel was standing in the sun, or angel was wearing a cloud or something like that. Sound like a simple angel, but he had a lot of power. See what he will be doing. Read the verse 3 and verse 7. Same angel.
And cast him into the bottomless pit and shut him up and set a seal upon him that he should deceive the nations no more.
See, this much power this one angel had, he can arrest that Satan. Is not Antichrist, a real Satan, the dragon. And he puts him in the bottomless pit. And then he has power again to release him. Verse 7.
And when the 1,000 years are expired, Satan shall be loosed out of his prison.
See, so all these different angels we saw, Some of them looks like a son of God. Some of them looks like Jesus Christ. Some of them look like a mighty ones. What Jesus says about all of these angels. Let's read the Revelation chapter 22, verse 16.
I, Jesus, have sent mine angel to testify unto you these things in the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David and the bright and morning star.
Jesus Christ is saying, all these different mighty angels or strong angels, angels standing in the sun or angel clothed with a cloud, and all these angels, they are sent by Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ, once we see Jesus Christ went to heaven, he is only coming two times to earth. One, to take his bride. Second time, he's coming to establish his kingdom. Now, many writers or many prophecy teachers, some agree with me that chapter 10 is that angel is not Jesus, is a real angel. But some other people I studied and read about them, they said this is Jesus Christ, and they are saying why? Because the description sounds like Jesus Christ. But it is not Jesus, because this is angel. Why? Because the word of God says so. Jesus Christ says, I have sent the angel. Now, you saw when God was talking to Moses on the mountain, and he saw the light and he saw the shining and glory of God, and when he comes down, what happened? His face was shining. People start saying, you know, we are afraid, so he has to take the veil on his face. So the point I'm making, some of the angels, when they stand before God, they get the glory of God. They got the power of God. They got authority from the Lord. If you remember, one of the angel, when he came to Zechariah and gave the message that your wife is going to be pregnant, and he did not listen. So this angel was given the authority to make this man even dumb. So let's read in Luke chapter 1, verse 11.
And there appeared unto him an angel of the Lord standing on the right side of the altar of incense.
Verse 19 and 20.
And the angel answering said unto him, I am Gabriel that stand in the presence of God, and am sent to speak unto thee, and to show thee these glad tidings.
So from that we learn that when God sends angel to this earth, and when they stand in front of God, they get the glory of God. They get the power of God. They have wisdom. God has given them wisdom, power, and whatever God says, that's what they will say. Now, when we read chapter 10 and continues to chapter 11, and that angel says, I send my two witnesses, and then somebody says, when he say I, that means it has to be God. But the angel has given some authority to say words. And whatever the God says, they say. Revelation chapter 10, we read from verse 1 to 4. The description about these angels sound like Jesus. Now I'll give a couple of more reasons, and then we'll read it one more time. Somebody says Jesus Christ took the form of an angel in this chapter we see. And in chapter 9 also, they think Jesus can take the form of an angel. Jesus doesn't have to take a form of angel now, because he already came into this world and he already took the form of man. He died for mankind. He doesn't have to disguise anymore, because he already revealed to mankind who is the Son of God. Once you reveal yourself, I'm a Son of God, then you don't have to disguise again. That's the point. So, but Jesus Christ said, we read it in the Revelation chapter 22, verse 16. He says, I, Jesus, I have sent my angel to testify unto you these things. So, different angels has different duties. There are all kinds of angels. Now, we are not studying about angels, but one of these days, we will study about angels, then you will see different kinds of category, different kinds of works is given to the angel. And when you stand before God, you get his glory, you get his power. Otherwise, the angel cannot be standing in the sun and not burning. Angel is not able to wear the cloud as his garment. But God allows them to do it. Now, let's go back to the Revelation chapter 10 and start reading from verse 1.
And I saw another mighty angel come down from heaven, clothed with a cloud, and a rainbow was upon his head. And his face was as it were the sun, and his feet as pillars of fire.
He is wearing the cloud, and the top of his head is a rainbow. And then he says his face looks like a shining sun, and his feet like a pillar of fire. Now, when this angel is coming, what is the message this angel has? When you start reading, we will know from this message why this angel is looking like this. First of all, first time we saw the rainbow, when the time of Noah, right? And the time of Noah, after this heavy rain and the flood came and the rainbow came. That rainbow was making a covenant with mankind, saying, I will not destroy this earth by rain again. And so people start thinking, well, God is not going to destroy the earth again by rain and flood. As soon as we see any time heavy duty rain comes, 3-4 days, you should see when the sunshine comes or even the sunset, you will see the rainbow. The rainbow shows the mercy of God and the covenant he made with the mankind that I'm not going to send the rain and destroy the world. Another rainbow we saw when we were studying the Revelation where the God is sitting, and we saw the rainbow there also. And so we see this rainbow when we saw this angel wearing this cloud and the rainbow is on his head and he looks like a very shining face and things like that, and his feet, one foot is on the sea and another foot on the earth. This angel has a message. Now when we see God is saying, I'm still gracious to these people up to now. You can see when the chapter 8 we read, there was a silent half an hour, right? And why the half an hour silent, we learned because there's some disasters were coming. So there was a silent. Now when we start from chapter 8 to chapter 9 we finished, and we saw so much disaster, but it is still not the great tribulation. When we read the chapter 11, because chapter 10 and chapter 11 is one chapter, but somebody divided to 10 and 11. When you go to the 11th chapter, we see there are two witnesses. Now these two witnesses, they started from the time the church went up. We studied earlier. So when the church was taken up, that's the time these two witnesses came to witness, and the same time 144,000 people were sealed in Revelation chapter 7. So now these two witnesses, the time is given for these two witnesses. We will be learning more next week, but I'm just giving in a shot. They have time was given 3.5 year period. Now many people are confused about this timing, because some of the scholars, they don't believe 7 years tribulation, because most of the time they hear the 3.5, 3.5, 3.5 everywhere they read. That's why they think it's not as 7 years. But the last time we learned, Book of Daniel says 1 week, this 1 week is like a 7 years. But that also we will learn in details later on. But here we see 3.5 years, when these witnesses do their witnesses, they will be killed and they will be called to heaven, and then the Antichrist will be able to do more things. And so that's what's going to happen. So the chapter 10 is giving little bit a warning what's going to happen. And so here the angel is coming and he has the message, but the message is not clear. You don't see the message anything here. Let's read the words too.
And he had in his hand a little book open, and he set his right foot upon the sea and his left foot on the earth.
Now, as I said, if some people say this is a Jesus, then that says, oh, Jesus has the book in his hand. But you have to see, when the seven seals were opened, one by one, Jesus was the one opening, right? So he was in heaven. Now this angel is on earth. So Jesus Christ is not coming to earth. He is only coming to earth, take the bride, that's one time, and coming to start the kingdom. Now this angel is coming to earth, putting one foot on the sea and one foot on the earth, and he has a book. And this book, people should not get mixed up. So that's why I said this book, actually it's not a book, a scroll. But it says it's a little one. The other one was, is a big scroll. Now here it says this scroll is a little one. So you cannot compare with the same role Jesus Christ had, and that Jesus Christ is coming down to earth to give this role to the John. This is an angel. Now, he is showing that some message in this roll or scroll or a little book, and so he is going to give it to the John. But here we see more trouble is coming to earth and the sea. When seven trumpet will be sounded, and that will be sounding in the chapter 11. The seven trumpet sounds, then the another problem comes that will be starting a great tribulation. That will be the seven bowls of problems coming. Means seven bowls, one by one the bowl will be poured, and more problems or more difficulties coming to this earth, and this demonic people will be more tormented. So just like chapter 8, when the seals were going to be opened, tribulation was going to start, but that 7 years tribulation started from that opening the seal one after another. And when we come to the seventh trumpet, that 3.5 years period will be over. And then when the seventh trumpet will be sounding, then we see the seven bowls will be pouring one by one. So this is the message this angel is giving. And now this angel is saying this has the message, but see what happens. Let's read the Revelation chapter 10 verse 3.
And cried with a loud voice, as when a lion roareth. And when he had cried, seven thunders uttered their voices.
Now when this angel sounded with a loud voice, he wanted everyone to know, the people who heard, all the other angels, they heard in heaven, he's on earth. But he sounded, and the angels in heaven were able to hear, John was able to hear, and so he sounded very loud. Okay, verse 4.
And when the seven thunders had uttered their voices, I was about to write. And I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, seal up those things which the seven thunders uttered, and write them not.
Okay, now here it says, when this angel was sounding, going to say something, here other thunders and other noises came from heaven, and one of the angels from heaven telling the John, don't write down. He was saying to him, seal this what you're hearing. And so he could not say to us, and he could not write, so it is sealed. But this thing did happen before. So let's go to the book of Daniel. chapter 12, and please read from verse 4 to 9.
But thou, O Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book, even to the time of the end. Many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall be increased.
Now here also the Lord said to Daniel, seal the book, don't say anything right now, but he gave the time period. Daniel didn't know, but he says the knowledge will increase and people will going run to and fro. So now we see the planes going from one area to another area around the world, so a speed of lightning, and the knowledge is increased. And this is the timing he said to the Daniel, but he didn't know what was going to happen later on. Verse 5.
Then I, Daniel, looked, and behold, there stood other two, the one on this side of the bank of the river, and the other on that side of the bank of the river. And one said to the man clothed in linen, which was upon the waters of the river, how long shall it be to the end of these wonders? And I heard the man clothed in linen, which was upon the waters of the river, when he held up his right hand and his left hand unto heaven, and swear by him that liveth forever, that it shall be for a time, times, and an half. And when he shall have accomplished to scatter the power of the holy people, all these things shall be finished.
Daniel is saying it differently a little bit than what John is saying. Daniel is saying, now here is say, the John saw the angel is standing on the sea, 1 foot on the sea and 1 foot on the land. But the Daniel is saying there are two angels, they are standing in the bank of river. And then he's saying what the angel was saying to him. We read it in verse 7. And so please read one more time.
And I heard the man clothed in linen, which was upon the waters of the river, when he held up his right hand and his left hand unto heaven, and swear by him that liveth forever, that it shall be for a time, times, and in half.
Now what that angel was saying, he says he lifted up his hands to heaven and he was giving the timing. But Daniel didn't understand. He said time, 3.5 years timing he was giving. So now sounded like in this Revelation chapter 10, 3.5 years time is almost gone. Now the 3.5 years time is left. That will be the great tribulation, and that is the message this angel in Revelation chapter 10 is giving.
And I heard, but I understood not. Then said I, O my Lord, what shall be the end of these things? And he said, go thy way, Daniel, for the words are closed up and sealed till the time of the end.
See, now the Daniel was asking, he did not understand what is 3.5 years period he is talking about and what's going to happen, what is the time period. He says, okay, only I can tell you, in the last days people will be running back and forth and the knowledge will increase. And so he was trying to say this is time is coming, like, you know, the people will be traveling by plane from one end to another end, and the technology will increase and this and that. I'm not telling exactly what's going to happen, so close the book. And message was not given to him, but now we know what God was saying to him. So now let's go back to the Revelation chapter 10, verse 5.
And the angel which I saw stand upon the sea and upon the earth lifted up his hand to heaven. And swear by him that liveth forever and ever, who created heaven and the things that therein are, and the earth and the things that therein are, and the sea and the things which are therein, that there should be time no longer.
Now this angel is talking about God. And he's saying who created the heavens and earth and everything. And then he says, now I'm only he's saying what's going to happen, they will be no more time left. There will be no time longer. He didn't say what time and what things he is talking about. But if you remember Revelation chapter 6 we were reading, at that time we were studying, and there was some souls under the altars and they were asking revenge, if you remember. And so the Lord told them, wait until the number is fulfilled. Now, there was a silence then in chapter 8, and then we saw from chapter 8, chapter 9, and now we're coming to chapter 10, there was some disaster came, but still this was mild, and very few people died. But now last chapter we read, one third of people died. But now here is saying, something is going to happen, and that time is very short, or the time will be no more. He says the mystery, God's mystery is finishing. Now when you read all of these things, what he's trying to say about time, there is no more time, sound like Jesus Christ is coming soon. That's what sounds. But here he's not talking about Jesus Christ coming. Here he's talking about the more problems are going to come, and the devil and his kingdom will be destroyed. There is no much time left. It is very short time, and is going to happen soon. That's what the message is. Revelation chapter 10, verse 7.
But in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he shall begin to sound, the mystery of God should be finished, as he hath declared to his servants the prophets.
What the mystery of God should be finished? Now if you study all the prophets and all the people were talking about Jesus Christ, his prophecy about his coming, prophecy about his ministry, prophecy about his death, prophecy about his resurrection, prophecy about his ascension, prophecy about his coming, and prophecy about how he is going to destroy the devil and his power. All these things our prophets were saying. But he says now the end is coming. Whatever they prophesied is going to fulfill. And there is a mystery of iniquity, is a devil, antichrist, false prophet. Mystery of God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit is a mystery to people. And so there are several mysteries, but he's saying all these things about this God, God's mission, Jesus Christ coming to this earth, and his ministry, and when the seventh trumpet will be sound. But the judgment time is set. And he says now the judgment of this devil and his kingdom is not too long. This going to happen so soon. And he says the time is winding up. Verse 8. Revelation 10, 8.
And the voice which I heard from heaven spake unto me again, and said, Go and take the little book which is open in the hand of the angel, which standeth upon the sea and upon the earth.
Now see, again and again, we read the words angel, angel, angel. If there is somebody thinking this is Jesus, they have to change their mind and say, this is not a Jesus, this is an angel. And this angel is having the book in his hand. The John is saying, I heard the voice from heaven. That's the voice. He told me, go and take the book or the little scroll from the angel's hand, who is standing on the sea and on the earth. Go and take that book. Verse 9.
And I went unto the angel and said unto him, Give me the little book. And he said unto me, Take it and eat it up, and it shall make thy belly bitter, but it shall be in thy mouth sweet as honey.
When he asked the angel, why? Because the voice came from heaven, Go and take the book from the angel who is standing on the sea and the earth, so take that book. So he goes and says, Give me that book, and he takes that book. When he takes the book, now this angel who is standing on the sea and on the earth, he is telling him what's going to happen if you take this book. He said, you take this book and you eat this book. And when you eat this book or eat this scroll, what's going to happen? Your stomach is going to be bitter. But in your mouth, it will be sweet like a honey. Taste sweet in your mouth, But in your belly, it's become like a bitter. How it happens? I'll tell you. The Word of God says, Psalm 119, verse 103.
How sweet are thy words unto my taste, yea, sweeter than honey to my mouth.
141, Psalm 141, verse 6.
When their judges are overthrown in stony places, they shall hear my words, for they are sweet.
Okay, so see, the Word of God is sweet. The Word of God like a honey in your mouth. To whom? If you love the Word, if you love the Lord, that will sound sweet to you. But the Word of God comes to you, and the Word of God says, go and tell somebody something. You listen to the Word of God. It sounds good to you, but sometimes in the Word of God, there is a warning and disasters. Sometimes the prophet has to tell, like a Jeremiah or Isaiah. They preached so many disasters to the people, and people didn't like what they were saying. But at the same time, what Jeremiah was saying, let's read Jeremiah chapter 15, verse 16.
Thy words were found, and I did eat them, and thy word was unto me the joy and rejoicing of mine heart. For I am called by thy name, O Lord God of hosts.
See what Jeremiah is saying? Your word is so sweet, it gives me joy, I rejoice in my heart because of your word, because the word of God is sweet. But you read the Jeremiah's prophecy. It's not easy. It's so much hard words he was talking. But when God tells you something, you preach the word of God. Now, God was telling through the angel, when you take this book or take this scroll, and when you eat this scroll, it might be sweet to your mouth because you're going to obey my words and you're going to preach my words. But at the same time, when you put it in your stomach, it will be make your stomach bitter. If you love people, if you love somebody, and at the same time you see some vision about them, or you see some warning about them, or God showed you dream about that person, and you're going to tell that person, you know what, I saw you're going to have a car accident. And God told me that your disaster is coming. Or different kinds of things God told you about somebody. When you go to tell that person, how do you feel in your stomach? You feel like us when you see the child or when somebody is suffering and you are helpless, you cannot help that person. Something happened to your stomach. You get so much pain and unbearable pain in your stomach because you have a lot of love towards that person. That's why some people get ulcer. Bad feeling comes to their belly. God gave him indirectly message. He knew the message. He said, take the book, seal it, don't read it, the thunder, don't write it. The book also he ate it. So once you eat the book, you don't know what it is in the book. It's already in your stomach. But when he says it will be sweet to your mouth, but the bitter in your stomach, that means you're going to preach. In this chapter, we'll be saying, go and preach and warn those people. So he knew, I'm going to tell them, I'm going to warn them, but the time is short and time will be no longer. And so the disasters are coming. The seven bowls of tribulations are coming. So when John listens to this, his stomach start burning inside like a bitter inside. He will be feeling bad. That's what he said to him, and that was his experience. Let's go to Ezekiel chapter 2, and start reading from verse 7, Ezekiel 2, 7 to 10.
And thou shalt speak my words unto them, whether they will hear or whether they will forbear, for they are most rebellious. But thou, son of man, hear what I say unto thee. Be not thou rebellious like that rebellious house. Open thy mouth and eat that I give thee. And when I looked, behold, an hand was sent unto me, and lo, a roll of a book was therein. And he spread it before me, and it was written within and without, and there was written therein lamentations and mourning and woe.
See, now this happened, this God showed to Ezekiel, and he said in this is a scroll, and he's telling him to eat, and he says in that scroll is a lamentations and mourning and woes. And that's what we're reading in the book of Revelation. The woes are coming. And some of the past and some of more are coming. And so this is what was written in the scroll showed to Ezekiel. Now, go to the Ezekiel chapter 3 and start reading from verse 1.
Moreover, he said unto me, Son of man, eat that thou findest. Eat this roll, and go speak unto the house of Israel. So I opened my mouth, and he caused me to eat that roll. And he said unto me, Son of man, cause thy belly to eat, and fill thy bowels with this roll that I give thee. Then did I eat it, and it was in my mouth as honey for sweetness.
Verse 4.
And he said unto me, Son of man, go, get thee unto the house of Israel, and speak with my words unto them.
Now see, this happened before. This happened to Jeremiah, this happened to Ezekiel, and God gave them word to eat, digest, go, and speak. Even though they are stubborn, they are not listening, but your job to go and preach. Now, similar thing is happening to John. This is all vision. This is not real eating book or something like that. This is just the vision. And so let's go back to the Revelation. Revelation chapter 10, and start reading from verse 10.
And I took the little book out of the angel's hand and ate it up, and it was in my mouth sweet as honey. And as soon as I had eaten it, my belly was bitter.
Now see, exactly what the angel said exactly happened. Now he said, I ate it, it was sweet in my mouth, but it became bitter in my stomach. The voice came from heaven, and he says his seven thunders uttered, and he was going to write something. He said, please do not write, seal it. Then the angel gives him a book, he eats the book, and then sweet like a honey in taste, but his stomach became bitter. So I think John got the message. John got the message. Now 3.5 years period is almost over, is going to over in the chapter 11, and now 3.5 years, the great tribulation is coming, so God gave him the responsibility. Now this happened 2,000 years ago. He saw the vision. And see what says verse 11, Revelation 10, 11.
And he said unto me, thou must prophesy again before many peoples and nations and tongues and kings.
See, exactly what he said to Jeremiah, exactly what he said to Ezekiel, exactly he is saying to the John. Now you got the message, you got the book, you were going to read, we never allow you to read, it went to your stomach, it going to your system, so you're going to understand the seriousness of these things are coming. And so he's saying, now you don't keep your mouth shut, you go and prophesy to whom? He says, before many people, many nations, tongues, and kings. So that's what the message was. And I believe this book of Revelation was written almost 2,000 years ago. And since then, many scholars, many preachers, preachers like Peter, Paul, John, James, and Philip, and all the other disciples, when they got this book available to them, they were preaching and teaching and warning people from that day until today. But now, according to the book of Daniel, he says this is happening to end time. So we are almost in the end time. And when we seeing all this Revelation chapter 1 to Revelation chapter 10, he says, now there is no more time left. But the mystery of all these prophets prophesy is going to finish soon. Now, God willing, next week, we are going to study the book of Revelation, chapter 11. Okay, I'm going to stop here. I'm going to have a word of prayers. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you. You are a great God. You have given us grace to understand the Word of God. Without the Holy Spirit, without your guidance, without your inspiration, without your knowledge, we will not be able to understand anything. Lord Jesus, thank you for opening our spiritual eyes to understand this book of Revelation so plain and so clear, so we can learn and we can teach others. Like your word said to the John, talk to people, talk to nations, talk to different language people, talk to different kinds of kings and everyone in the world. So Lord Jesus, give us grace to be bold and encourage people to study the book of Revelation so they will know the things what God is going to do in the end time. We commit ourselves into your loving hands. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.